Brighton had been a place where evacuees came from London at the beginning of the war, and then, of course, Brighton, in fact, had more air raids than London did. I mean, we didn't have the intensity, but we had more air raids. When we came here during the war, I mean, it was just... The whole of the beach was mined. The whole of the underprom was barbed wire, pillboxes, and you couldn't get down there at all, you know. And to me, who loved the sea, it was just agony to stand on marine prey, because we moved to Kemp Town. We lived in, my father got a house in Walpole Road, and we moved to Kemp Town, and I used to come down to the seafront and look down. Oh, you know, you couldn't even get down onto the Madeira Drive, yeah. You know, let alone the beach. It was all barbed wire. And of course, every so often, the sea was mined with these big round mines with spikes, you know what I mean? Mm. And they used to be blown ashore. And in my diaries, oh, a mine went off last night, you know, there's been this tremendous explosion, all windows on the seafront houses would be blown in, not through a bomb, but through one of our own mines, you know, the gales would blow in. Oh. And I used to look at the piers and think to myself, oh, wouldn't it be lovely to go on the pier? And you couldn't get near it. And of course, it had a great big hole blown in the middle, both the West Pier and the Palace Pier, had a hole blown in the middle so that the Germans couldn't, you know, if they landed, they couldn't get beyond to it all. And the big naval guns along beyond Black Rock, you know, all prepared for invasion. Mm. And... oh, so many times, though. I mean, Brighton seafront figures, I used to meet Canadians and Australians and have real long talks with them, because, you know, I was just at that age where I was really excited about it. Yeah. And of course, we had the bombs.